Interleague Series with the Blue Jays in town to take on the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. We pick it up at the top of the seventh. There's a man on first for Kevin Pillar.
A swing and a fly ball. That's hit well. Deep to right field. Piscotty is back at the wall. The ball goes off the wall. Stumbling at second base, Coughlin, he's being waved around. Here comes the throw in, and Molina cannot get him. As Coughlin went diving over Molina, and he touched the plate. Martinez swings and hits it deep. Right center field, back to the track, the wall. First major league home run. A game-tying two-run homer for Jose Martinez.
Swing and a low fly ball, past the third baseman. The run scores and we're tied. 5-5, a base hit by Fowler. Swing and a line drive into the left field corner. It is down fair and it goes to the wall. And he's going to get extra bases. Boy, Sokolovich hung an off-speed delivery. And the pinch hitter made him pay. Swing and a hot shot to the shortstop. Nice play by Diaz. And he throws wild past first base. The run scores.
The Cardinals fall in 11 innings at Busch Stadium by a 6-5 score to Toronto. Here's manager Mike Matheny on the four errors the Cardinals committed.
Every one of them ended up hurting. So I think it's something that it always stands out. I mean, I think the missed opportunities offensively, too. We had the bases loaded and nobody out and had another leadoff double and can't get guys in. No, granted, he made some good pitches, but, you know, those are times we got to make something happen. And, you know, when we don't, ends up usually with a loss.
Jose Martinez
has. I don't know. I haven't seen the play again. I haven't seen it replayed and see how far out it was. But you know, he's trying to stay on the base right there and get us in a chance to win the game. And didn't work out. You got to catch the ball. I mean, obviously, stay on as long as you possibly can. But you know, you got to do what you have to do to get to it. And if you can do both, that's ideal. But ball takes precedent, of course. And so I think ball was moving on him. It was a problem. I think it was running away from him.
Mike, when you look at this game, what are you thinking in terms of things that need to be adjusted? I mean, I know four errors is just the number, but still a play here, a play there. I mean, is there anything that you think going forward that needs to be done? Your thoughts on that?
I mean, we touched on everything. I mean, misplays, we got to get better. Getting the guys in, got to get better. You know, same thing we've been saying, you know, work. And have a high expectation of what the work result should look like. And, you know, still got a long ways to go. And clean up things on a consistent basis, that's it. And I know every one of us demands that of ourselves. We have another level there. You know, we've been fortunate to pull out some wins, even without some clean play. And you know, got to keep our nose down, and keep going until we get it.
You guys are doing the extra defensive work. You've been doing that, but in terms of the runners in scoring position, is there really anything you can do other than they just have to execute?
You know, you go through those periods where it just happens, and there's other times where we've gone seasons, you know, setting records, doing the exact same thing. It's what we're doing right now. We work. You work on it. You work on the different situations. You work on how your approach looks. But, you know, sometimes they make really good pitches like he did tonight. I mean, he had a changeup, obviously. Everybody could see how good his changeup was. And then he executed good fastball pitches when he had to. And, you know, he pitched his way out. But, you know, we still think, regardless how good somebody's throwing, we got to figure out a way to get it done. And, you know, just couldn't do it. It's a hard game. And, you know, you're going to go through those times where you just can't, you know, execute like we want to, and gotta fix it.
Mike, do you think the defensive difficulties that have kind of spilled over from last year led to any apprehension in play? Any bit of it getting worse because guys are thinking about it, because we're asking about it?
You know, it's the big leagues. These are grown men. I mean, they wouldn't be here if they couldn't handle pressure. And yeah, you know, you hear about it constantly like we did all last season and like we're asking for again. But that's what we do. And, you know, they're made to be driven for excellence. And, you know, they're working to improve, but, you know, this is a game where it's all about results. And until we get those results on a consistent basis, there's going to be scrutiny. So just got to deal with it, put it behind, get better, and move forward.
In all your years as a cat carrier, has anybody do a leap like that over Yachty? Ever happened to you, anything like that?
I mean, Colton almost did it in Milwaukee. I mean, similar. Yeah, guys do what they have to do. It's an impressive play. Michael was good. Yeah, I mean, a 33-pitch fourth inning. And then once again, you're talking about, you know, that play being really close to having a tag out at third, and we're not talking about runs. But I thought his stuff was good again. He used it well. Had a good live fastball. Changeup was as good as the other guys. And he made good pitches when he needed to. It was a good outing, especially that fourth inning, still be able to get us through six when our bullpen was down. And, that was big.
Cardinals outfielder Stephen Piscotty reacts to the team's fielding struggles.
After I'd thrown it, my momentum kind of took me down. I didn't really see it well because the ball had gone by the cutoff man. He was kind of in my way. I didn't really see it. I don't even know what happened. It's bad luck coupled with, you know, poor defense. And, I think you can survive with one or the other, but when both happen, it's tough to win ball games. You know, errors happen in baseball. Teams win when they commit errors. It just happens. It's one of those things you just got to put it behind you and keep moving on. You know, we're working at it. We're trying to get better, and we fully believe that it will. But it's just there's other things you can look to in that game that maybe give us the victory.
On Wednesday, Carlos Martinez takes the mound for St. Louis in the second game of the three-game series.